This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Welcome to the BBC Music Magazine podcast. You can subscribe to the magazine by visiting classical-music.com or to our interactive iPad edition by visiting itunes.com. BBC Music Magazine is now an official Apple Music curator, and you can listen to our exclusive playlists by visiting applemusic.com/BBCMM. Today I'm joined in the BBC Music studio by Deputy Editor Jeremy Pound and Reviews Editor Rebecca Franks for First Listen, a monthly podcast where we chat about and rate an important new release. This month, we're turning our attention to Volume 1 of Shandos' new SACD series of Erin Copeland's orchestral music, played by the BBC Philharmonic under the baton of John Wilson. Included in this volume are the four dance episodes from Rodeo, the suite from Appalachian Spring, and El Salón México. So is this new recording as beautiful as the wide-open prairies of the Midwest, or like the deserts of New Mexico, a little bit dry and dusty? Let's kick off with a majestic fanfare for the common man. So that was an extract from Copeland's Fanfare for the Common Man, and it's volume one of his new series of recordings of Erin Copeland's music. This time he's concentrating on the ballets, and actually that wasn't a ballet, but Rebecca, we do have a rather attractive selection of music here by a conductor who's usually well known for conducting music from Broadway shows.
It's interesting to see him doing this, also American, but a completely different repertoire in a way. He's hit the headlines in recent years for his best-selling prom concerts and the tours of his Broadway and Hollywood recreations of film scores. You could wonder how well he'll turn his hand to all of this repertoire, even though when you start digging into his discography, he's actually already done some, you know, Elgar and Vaughan Williams, lots of English 20th century music. So, I approach this disc with a real degree of curiosity.
His disc of Elgar from a couple of years ago, which was pieces, kind of fairly lesser known pieces from the period of the First World War, was absolutely superb. And that was with the BBC Concert Orchestra. So I had high hopes of this as well.
And he brings out a real richness from the orchestra. And the BBC Philharmonic, I think, are quite well known for their real lushness of tone. But here, there's a real sort of filmic quality to it, which we can actually hear in El Salón México, actually, coming.
Yes, that you can, actually. This is really, they're brilliant at this stuff. It's partly because they've been doing an awful lot of Spanish repertoire, partly because of the conductor, chief conductor, Juan Jomena, who has developed them in the Spanish repertoire. And while this isn't Spanish, it has kind of Spanish inflections and Latin American inflections throughout the disc. And they make, as you say, they make a glorious sound. And as you say, we start off with El Salón México, which is it's a fascinating piece. It's a little bit of controversy about the history behind it, because Copeland said that he wrote it having visited a place called El Salón México in Mexico City with fellow composer Carlos Chávez.
Which is a bar, isn't it, really?
Well, it's supposed to be a CD bar, but apparently there's absolutely no references to El Salón México anywhere outside Copeland's own writings. No one's ever been able to locate where this bar was. And so it might have been something of a figment of his imagination. However, just to put it in a nutshell, it's basically about a bar where there are three levels of people kind of, they're separated into three different areas. You have the sort of those who have no money at all and don't even have shoes. Then you have the ordinary sort of workmen. And then you have the kind of the level above that. It's kind of social strata. And the dances you hear in this piece reflect those three social strata.
So let's hear an extract from El Salón México.
One thing I'd like to add just here, actually, is that if you do like El Salón México, do also try out Carlos Chávez's own music, in particular his Sinfonia India, which was written almost at exactly the same time as this. It's very, very similar in style, and you can see how he and Copland were bouncing ideas off each other.
Mm. And there's a real sort of American folk song style to this as well, including, despite the fact it being about Mexico, there's a real sense of sort of American folk song, which we get in Appalachian Spring, those sort of wide open spaces, which Copland is so brilliant at depicting. And you just get a real sense of the expanse of the country out there, don't you?
You do. And I think the BBC Philharmonic has this real kind of slick, clean sound that suits it really well. And Copland sort of has created our vision of America, essentially, in this music. It, as you say, it really suggests the landscape. And in Appalachian Spring as well, we have this whole idea of living this sort of good, clean, simple life, which really now has become so intertwined with our idea of what, you know, American heritage is. So it's a sort of fascinating piece of history as well.
Do you sometimes get the impression that maybe the sound is perhaps a bit too slick and clean? I wonder sometimes whether that's sometimes the expense of some of the sentiment.
Yes. Yeah, I think I would probably tend to agree, actually. Yeah.
But it is beautifully played and beautifully conducted. I mean, the pacing is extraordinary. And I think the recording, the SACD layer, is very rich and very, very beautiful, which is exactly what you need with this music. Which extract are we going to hear?
We're going to hear a bit now from the Simple Gifts movement. So this is where Copland uses a shaker melody and varies it. It starts off with the clarinet, and then we're coming in a little bit after with, you hear the sort of very fresh orchestral sound world he uses.
That was an extract from Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, or the suite from Appalachian Spring. Also on this recording is the ballet, is the suite from the ballet Billy the Kid, about the notorious outlaw, captured and put to death for the reward of $500. Billy the Kid is depicted absolutely wonderfully in this music, and there's an extract here which depicts his capture, and as the cowboys sort of jump up and down dancing in celebration. You can really hear, I think, the orchestra really getting right to the heart of the textures. It's very beautifully crafted music, and the recording really just sort of gets right to the nitty-gritty. Thank you. It is interesting from that extract. We were just discussing how you can hear Charles Ives move into Aaron Copland and move on to Leonard Bernstein and really see the material that Bernstein might have used in West Side Story. A huge influence and a huge sort of almost in that sort of 40-second extract, a real tale of American music.
Take it another step further. Next month in the magazine, we're focusing on Ginastera, whose centenary it is. And again, you can hear that in his music as well. He was also friends with Copland. You can hear Copland's influence in Ginastera's own music. Again, it's that kind of trail. It mixes folk with Stravinsky influences, and you hear it throughout all these composers.
It's interesting you mentioned Stravinsky, because for various reasons we've been thinking a lot about Stravinsky's ballets in relation to the magazine, and it's so different, the world that he was creating with the pagan Russian sort of Russian peasant world, sort of using similar ideas, though, that as that folk heritage. And it's interesting how different their sound worlds are.
So that almost brings us to the end of this month's podcast. But before we reveal our scores on the doors, let's hear one last extract. And it's going to be the hoedown from four dance episodes from Rodeo. So that was an extract from the hoedown from four dance episodes from Rodeo by Aaron Copland. So scores, please, team. Jeremy.
I'm going to give it 9 out of 10. What we have here is Copland's best-known ballet music in performances which, for me, are pretty close to ideal.
Rebecca.
I will give this 8 out of 10. Really enjoyed it. We'll definitely go back and listen to it, and would heartily recommend it as an introduction to Copland if you want to get into his music. Perhaps, as we were saying earlier, there could have been a bit more variety in the sound, but really that's a minor caveat.
I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 as well. Even like you, I thought there was perhaps a little bit more personality, perhaps, I think is probably the word. But, you know, this music has got so much personality in itself, it's probably right to let the score speak for itself. Beautifully recorded, beautifully played. I really look forward to the following volumes in it, actually, I have to say. So that gives us an average of around 8 1/3. That brings us to the end of this month's First Listen podcast. Join us next month when we'll be talking about another new release. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.